I'm Gavin, and this is my friend and co-host Eli. And
yeah, that's me.
This is the Staying Christian Podcast. If you've been around here, you know the drill. You know what's going on. This is a podcast in which we talk about God. We talk about our relationship with God, our experiences with Him, and our struggle as staying a Christian. Eli, I feel like, has some more stuff to tag on to that as far as our description for this podcast goes.
No, it's a podcast.
Eli's a little bit sniffly today, so if he doesn't sound as, like, on point and such, that's because he's a little bit sick or something.
Just a little.
It's definitely not COVID.
Definitely not going to infect Gavin. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, if next podcast you hear me, then you know. You know.
You know. You know,
you know what happened. I got COVID.
If you're not from around here and you find this intro very weird, it's okay. We understand. But you are very welcome here. You're welcome to listen to us. And if you don't want it, then go, I guess.
Be gone.
So what I want to say, I was trying to start a segment here, but I'm tripping over the fact that I'm sicky feeling and whatever, you know the drill. But anyways, what I was feeling like I wanted to say was the fact that we get, or I do sometimes, and I know Gavin does because he complains about it all the time. He gets to the point where he's like, man, I just don't feel the feelings. I'm not feeling God around me. I'm not really feeling worshipful right now. I'm not feeling like I want to serve and whatever. And I'll be honest, I didn't feel like really coming down tonight, but I was
nope. Every night, man, we do this. I don't feel like coming down. I'm like,
eh. And I'm like, well, when I don't feel God, that's when, because, you know, there's the things, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, but there are points when you really need them. Like, when you don't feel God is when you need faith, is when you need to trust Him, and when He says that He's always with you, He is, and you need to trust Him, and I think that's important for me to be reminded of. I thought I'd bring it to you, definitely not sliding this at Gavin, like, hey, Gavin. But yeah, so
he's like, I thought I'd bring this to you.
Gavin, thought I'd bring yeah. this to you. Listen, Gavin. but yeah, I don't know. I think we forget that the things that we need are there for a specific time, you know, and we're promised things so that we'll remember them in the time of trouble and not just, you know, as another Sunday school lesson, but instead as an applicable piece of information.
Cool.
Reminders with Eli.
I was thinking about this recently, and basically it kind of boils down to this one thing, which is, it seems like every time there's something God gives me to do, there's always opposition.
Mm.
There's some sort of opposition.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in all shapes and sizes for me, you know? And I'm not just saying this being like, guys, there's opposition whenever bad stuff comes your way. Whenever you're trying to do something for God, opposition, man, it's going to come at you. No, it's for me, it's like I've seen this time and time again, like every time something
mm-hmm.
is supposed to happen, it's super duper hard to do it. So
do you have a recent example?
So I feel like we're in an interview. Do you have an example?
No, really?
I actually do, kind of. Like, for example, even coming down here every mm-hmm. night to, well, not every night. If we did this every night, I would be dead already. we come down here once a week to record this podcast, and every time, it's very few nights that I actually feel like coming down. Most of the nights, I don't feel like coming down. Even starting this podcast, I think it took us almost a year to really get started.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about it for a while, and then finally we're like, yo, let's go, let's send it. And then we started it, and then kind of went from there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but even I, whether or not anyone actually listens to this podcast, I will hear myself talking and be like, okay, yeah, that's a good reminder.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Christian, and yes, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good to even hear someone else talk to me and then hear my own voice out on the interwebs. It's like, a smack in the face on how dumb I am. Also, you know, a little bit of humility here and there.
Can't believe I said that. Right. That thing was that.
You start to
hope nobody catches that and tweets me.
You just kind of start to take yourself a little less seriously.
Well,
but anyways, enough of that. Basically, this happens a lot. Like, even when I will get down to like pray on my knees, and I'm not like, look at me, I'm praying on my knees. I don't really care if you guys do or not. It's a thing that I like to do. But like stuff will start happening, and it's like, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? You know, just time and time again, small things that God, I feels like I'm supposed to be doing. Suddenly I'll get angry about something. Just my day will start to go to heck, and it's just like, what? And then you got to take a deep breath and like, okay.
Opposition.
That's probably what this is. I need to take a deep breath and kind of view this as it is. Kind of laugh at myself a little bit, because honestly, come on. I'm going to laugh at this tomorrow, because this is really silly. So anyways, I don't know.
Were you excited to come down today?
Today I was a little bit excited. Not very, but...
And then I'm like, hey, I'm feeling sick. don't know that I can. And he's like, I'm still cool doing it, man. I don't care.
Well, it's just like, I feel like I have to get going. Mm-hmm. Like you just mentioned in the previous segment, which is you got to keep going. Yeah. Even when you don't really feel like it. And I get excited about having to do something and having a deadline and completing it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, okay, good. Keep on doing this. I don't I feel less of a failure if we don't miss our deadline weekly, you know, and feeling like a failure.
If I miss it for a week and then I'm like, oh, I'll just put up something on the Instagram that is like, hey, sorry we missed it. And then I don't put something on the Instagram that says, hey, sorry we missed it.
yeah So I often feel like a failure. So having one thing in life that I kind of do regularly with another human being and complete kind of helps the self-worth go up a little bit,
just a little.
Maybe that's selfish, actually.
No.
Oh, well.
I think we have a purpose. We have purposes, and we need to fulfill them.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I don't know. It's something to think about, maybe. And I know there was this there's this woman in our church, and no, we actually had her on the podcast, Simca. She mentioned one time to me or some other person, I heard it somehow, that she said that basically, if you don't feel like doing it, and if there's opposition, you know, this is probably a pretty good indicator that you should do it. And I've always remembered that, and I've been like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't feel like doing it, then that's probably, like, obviously that doesn't go all the way around, but it's kind of a decent rule of thumb. So
for things you feel God's calling,
right, to do. Exactly, and then you don't feel like it, and then it's like, okay, well, maybe there's something here.
Yeah.
So anyways, remember that there's opposition against us always. Okay, one other thing I wanted to mention is Eli has mentioned this before on the podcast and off, that like after we say something like this, like I'm saying, like the next day that thing happens.
It does.
And then like you're over there and you're having a terrible day, and it's almost like God allowed that thing to happen to you right after you said it, and it's like, hello, do you really believe this?
Yeah. I will prophesy tomorrow something I said about faith and not feeling God near me is gonna happen. Right. Like I will feel like, God, where are you today?
Yeah.
And he'll just be like, remember what you said
yesterday?
And I'll be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, I don't know. For me, it's like, okay, that's a clear indicator. You know, maybe there's something here. Maybe there's something, some bit of God, some bit of truth in what we're doing. You know,
I'd say there's more than some. I've had that happen enough times. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that we have such a hard time getting down here and
even starting.
Here I am, I feel like I'm tooting my own horn. Look at us, we're doing something because we're like, we're seeing opposition. No, it's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to form examples. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. Something to think about. Reminders with Gabe.
So I was feeling pretty low. You know how Gavin, if you've been on this podcast, you know Gavin says this about work a lot.
I'm an emotional wreck.
Well, he says about work, he's like, oh, my job, I just hate it right now, and I wish I could do something else.
Okay, to be fair, I haven't talked about that in a little while.
That's so true. He hasn't done it in a little while, but if you've been on for a while, you know he said this a lot. He's got a good job place right now.
Yeah, I do.
But for like the last week, I was like, man, I just don't feel that motivated at my job, you know? And I'm like here doing it. I'm still doing it. I'm still good at it. Here I am still doing it. And I had a good talk with my boss about bringing my production up. It wasn't like, I wasn't like, hey, so, you know, whatever, at him. He was like, hey, you need some help, you know? And I kind of did, I'll be completely honest. But what helped me even more was remembering the verse about doing work as if it's for God, you know? And it's Colossians 3:23. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And I was already like, okay, I must get better this week. And then, but what made it even easier to work hard and do my job without mumbling about it and saying, well, everybody, because I was like, well, everybody can see my job. Everyone's going to tell me how to do my job and all this. And I was getting in the complain mode. And then I was like, you know what? Doesn't matter a bit. And I need to remember that because I need to be working like I'm working for God right now. And if I do that, then I will be.
I have something exceedingly small. So brace yourselves. I was talking with a buddy last night. Either way, I was talking with him. And he came over, was showing me this super cool gift he got his dad. And I was like, man, dude, that's dope. And
wow, dude, that's dope. And, good job.
We were talking and we got on the topic of God, which is pretty cool. And he mentioned this quote that one of the ladies here in this community said, and I really liked it. And I can't remember the exact wording, but it basically was, it goes something sort of like this. It's easier to act into a feeling rather than waiting for feelings to lead you to action. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of hit me like a load of, like a bag of sand. Like, poof, I'm like, ah. I was like,
just walking wait. Under a skyscraper.
Like, someone drops a 10-pound sack of sand in my head. I was like, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's easier to act your way into a mm-hmm. feeling rather than waiting for feelings to lead you
yeah.
to action. Because like feelings almost never lead to action. Mm-hmm. It's like feelings lead to more feelings. And then for me, it leads to laziness. And
yeah. I mean, if I'm sitting there waiting on my feelings about praising God, it's like, I don't want to praise today. But as soon as I start putting on praise music or, you know, start thinking about all the things I'm grateful for on purpose, you know, I'm not just going to naturally be like, oh yeah, I'm so grateful my car works and I'm so grateful, whatever. But right. you know, when my car stops working and then starts working again, that feeling will happen. But yeah. at any other point, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm so grateful all of this, because that's not how I work. You know,
I'm just getting all these grateful feelings but coming up from my
once stomach. I start remembering all of the things that I'm blessed with.
Yeah.
It's much easier to praise and do that.
I mean, like dishes, for example.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like doing dishes at night.
Actually, a funny thing, I saw something.
Do you actually feel like doing dishes at night?
No, uh-huh. I don't ever feel like doing dishes. it's kind of actually my job now that I'm married. I have a job to do dishes, and it's okay because she has other jobs and I do dishes.
He's like, it's okay.
I do more than dishes. I'm not just whatever, doesn't matter.
Eli's not a lazy husband.
But what I'm saying is actually an actual tip for doing things like dishes or laundry or something you just don't want to do
mm-hmm.
is basically what you're saying, though. But instead, just start with one. And what's funny is my brain goes, oh well, now I've done one, I might as well just finish it because I'm here now.
Yeah,
you know. And so I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's pretty much what I was going to say. I can't believe you said what I was going to say.
I can read minds.
How dare you? Yeah, like for me, getting off the couch from eating my dinner and being like, me just waiting for the feeling to come to feel like washing dishes, never. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I have to actually get up. And once I start doing dishes, then I'm like, you get in a roll. Mm-hmm. And you actually start to get the feelings of almost like for me, I know it's like, are you serious, Gavin? I start to kind of enjoy it, you know, flip on some music, you know, and you're just washing dishes and you're just kind of thinking in your thoughts.
Yes. I can't start cleaning unless I know I've got enough time to clean, because I'll clean my entire room.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, all right, I guess I got to do the living room now. And I'll be like, huh, I don't really like how the living room's rearranged. And so I'll rearrange the living room. And
right.
So I have to make sure I have enough time to do all that.
Yeah. So, but yes. I don't know. Something to think about. It's easier to act your way into feeling rather than waiting for feelings to lead you to action.
So I feel like since I'm sicky, I'm not really performing like well. So I apologize. I'm not really like enunciating the way I would and like say everything that makes somebody want to listen to what I have to say. So I'm sorry, but what I have now is I do a lot of talking, and hopefully I do enough listening. But I had some friends I was talking to, and we were just hanging out and talking, and they asked a question in a vague way. But I was like, do you really mean this about God? Like, is this like a genuine question to me? And they were like, yeah, sure. So I was like, oh, okay. And we started talking a bit. But what was funny, and this is all credit to God here because I didn't do anything, but I had read, actually, I had seen somewhere somebody reading a specific part of the Bible. And I was like, oh, I want to read that part because they had something cool to say about it. So I went through and read it. And then that exact part came up in our conversation a few hours later, just in like to make a point about something. And I was like, that had to be God, right? But what it was, it was about God in Jeremiah 36:3. In Jeremiah 36:3, well, not just, I think it was not just three, but in Jeremiah 36, God tells Jeremiah to write down a scroll of all the things that'll happen to the land if people don't repent and turn to him. And what hit me about this, and I'll read you this is the NIV version. He says, perhaps when the people of Judah hear about every disaster I plan to inflict on them, they will each turn from their wicked ways, that I will forgive their wickedness and their sin. And I was like, let me note that it doesn't say so that they can get what they deserve and I hate them so much, but instead so that they'd be forgiven and have fellowship and walk with God again, you know, because he doesn't want to destroy people, which was kind of what I was talking about with the friend I was talking to. It's like God isn't there looking down like, you know what, I want to make your life suffering. You know what, I just feel like you're all little tiny ants and I wish that you would do, you know, I wish you would die right now. You know, that's not how God is. And if that's one thing I know, it's that God isn't like that. And he says it over and over again, is that so that they will turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their wickedness. You know, but it's sad that he has to say, you know, hopefully, maybe when they hear about the stuff I got to punish them with, they'll actually turn. Maybe they will, hopefully, you know. In the rest of that chapter, Jeremiah gives that scroll to people and they're like, wow, we got to repent or whatever, or we got to show the king. And the king's like, oh, cool, let's just burn that. And didn't care at all, which is sad. But, you know, it made me really think about, they don't really know what they're doing, you know. And the thing is, like, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, is really true. Because when someone is mocking God or saying something that is really going to bring them suffering, my initial response is like, oh, they're gonna get what's coming to them, you know. But it's God doesn't want to give them what's coming to them. He wants them to fellowship with him. And I thought that was a pretty important point to at least remind myself about, is that God isn't standing over me waiting for me to fail so he can hit me over the head, you know. He doesn't want to hit me over the head. It's like your dog, right? You want to train your dog.
Yeah.
and but you want your dog to do, you know, the good things, not bite, bite children, so that it can be with children and you and
right,
you know. But you have to bottle.
It's like basic things like come so she doesn't get run over in the middle of the road, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to discipline you, but I want you to live also.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah. So I think I was just thinking about that distinction, and I thought it was a pretty important one. I think that's part of the whole good news, you know? It isn't what everyone thought it was. It's good news.
All right, welcome back to the Acts segment. You guys know what's happening. We're getting into Acts. We're on Acts chapter 8, in which Gavin breaks down with his incredibly godly wisdom.
Ooh.
Acts, you know, because I'm so well read in the
Bible.
We
got a wise man in
our midst. You guys know I went to college for this stuff. Like, you know, I'm super wise on it.
Yeah, you went to seminary, right?
Oh, yeah, seminary school.
Seminary school. He's qualified.
I am qualified.
To be on this podcast.
If you guys don't know, I definitely did not go to seminary.
He's not.
I haven't even. I did graduate high school. Haha. Anyways.
You didn't graduate high school?
I did.
Okay. I was going to say, then you definitely aren't qualified to be on this podcast.
Eli's like, I had a qualification and you're not meeting it.
The bar was low.
But even you.
You couldn't meet that bar. No, I'm kidding. If you haven't graduated high school or haven't yet, that's fine.
Shame on you. Shame.
I'm just picking on Gavin because he was going to go to college and they didn't go to college.
I'm just gonna go cry. This is so sad.
Anyway,
okay.
Acts segment.
So,
if you haven't heard the Acts segment before, basically we're talking about Acts because Gavin was like, "Man, what is the church all about?" And Gavin was like, "Let's look at the early church together." And I was like, "Sounds good, man."
Yeah, my voice sounds exactly like that too.
See, I could do it.
Anyways, the truth is. This is Acts chapter 8. Did I do some research before bringing this? Yes. Yes, I did. I heard
that's a
this
first. One. I'm on the edge of my seat now.
Okay, enough with the
banter.
Banter, but it's like trying to say it's going to be big when it's not. This guy in the Bible Project said his synopsis of really this chapter was, I think Simon's in it, is he not? Wow, you know, Peter? I did research.
Simon Peter?
No, the guy that asks, the sorcerer. Yep, he is in here. I was right. I've read this a couple times, so I thought I was right. The sorcerer is, they go to this one city, and there's that one guy named Simon, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." And the synopsis they gave back for that was the sorcerer learned an important lesson, which is the gospel isn't about getting power, but giving it.
Hmm.
You know, in which he was kind of intent on giving it, but he wanted to get it to give it. You know, like, it was just very interesting. An interesting kind of topic they touched on there. It's like, the gospel is about
interesting
giving power, but in a very unconventional way.
I kind of like Peter's response to him. He says, "May your money perish with you because you thought that you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry because your heart is not right before God." But then he says, "Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord and hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart, for I see that you are full of bitterness."
I actually liked what he said back to Peter, though.
Then he says, "Pray to the Lord for me so that nothing you've said may happen to me." And what's funny is this sounds all like Peter's high and mighty, like, "You will die. Right. You will die and you will suffer for your even thinking about this."
Right.
Which is like, he is warning him of some pretty real stuff.
Yep.
But he's also like, "Please repent of this." And he's like, yes, of course. I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
But yeah, it's interesting. They don't touch on it anymore after that. It's like, boom. Okay, what happened to Simon the sorcerer? What?
They had further proclaimed. So it's like, what?
It just moves on from him from there. It doesn't tell him whether he got forgiven or anything like that, which is interesting to me. Anyways, the other thing, the kind of spotlight I noticed, well, I didn't notice, but I was watching a video on it, and they noticed. It was actually from the Bible Project, but I was reading it. I was like, this is so true, which is essentially as soon as, this is right after the stoning of Stephen. We touched on that last episode, right? This is right when the persecution of the church really starts,
mm-hmm.
right? And you would think, oh dear, all this suffering, all this drama, all this chaos is going on in the church. What's going to happen? And something very unusual happens instead. Instead, the gospel gets spread like wildfire at this mm-hmm. point. That's when the gospel really starts to take off, is when it's being persecuted.
Right.
You know, at first, it's just kind of, it's moving, but it's not going very fast at first. And yeah. then it gets persecuted, and then boom, it's moving out. Mm-hmm. You know, then first Paul's persecuting, and then God takes him later in the next chapters to come and turns him around, makes him an apostle yeah. or a disciple, you know, and sends him out mm-hmm. to go and make disciples and suffer for his name's sake.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that suffering was kind of at the heart of spreading the church, spreading the gospel, yeah. it seems to me.
Yeah, and I remember when I first learned about martyrs, that was the thing. It was like, don't make them a martyr because then it's going to spread everywhere.
Right.
You know, and that's like kind of a thing they always started to say. It was like, look what happened. Right. You know, it's like once you kill them for the faith, everyone's going to follow them.
Yeah.
You know.
So this was just interesting to me that it really does seem like suffering is at the core of spreading the gospel. I mean, mm-hmm. check out Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He's up on a cross.
Mm-hmm.
Suffering.
Yeah.
Right there. And I'm gonna kind of throw a plug in here real quick. I actually videoed one of the people we had on our podcast recently,
mm-hmm.
And he talked about suffering in yeah. the little video, and it's only like 11 minutes and 52 seconds.
Wow.
So
it's only about 11 minutes and 52 seconds.
Yeah, it's only about that.
So I if it's it, like so I know half the, a second off, sorry.
Yeah,
we didn't account for that.
But he has a video, and I'll link in the description. I did the video, which is why I'm bringing it up. I'm not to be able to toot my own horn or anything, but like as in to say, when I was listening to it, I was like, this is really good. Mm-hmm. And it's all about suffering and his experiences and how he thinks it's the core, really, or mm-hmm. one of the many parts of being a Christian. So anyways, yeah, and I don't like talking about this either necessarily.
Because that means tomorrow.
Boy, howdy. Oh, God's yeah. going to be like, hey, remember that thing you were saying about suffering?
Yeah.
There you go, bud. Right, it's right happening.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these things, though, that you were saying is like with suffering is people were like, hey, what they're saying is true. I don't want it to be true, so I need to shut them up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what happened everywhere they went, because there was, I don't know, I thought there was a line, there was a verse somewhere about how the world was like almost as sinful as it could ever be or something like that.
What? Where was that? Was that in this chapter?
No, I don't think so. I'm thinking in general. Maybe I'm thinking of Revelation when it's like the world will be sinful as it will ever be when
he comes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's not that wording exactly. I may have just completely pulled that out of my brain from anywhere else, so I apologize.
Yeah. But. So anyways, some amazing stuff happens in this chapter. Like there's a lot, like in that last chapter, it's all about Stephen talking.
Yeah.
And then this chapter, like 90 different things happen. And at the very end, you've got Philip who goes, talks to this, Enoch or something? No, the commander. A eunuch. And he baptized him and then gets teleported to a different city.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Like that, bam, it's like all this crazy stuff starts happening.
Yeah.
Of course, there was Pentecost or whatever. That was pretty crazy as well.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But this, I don't know. Also, that's like the only time I think we ever get proof that there's such thing as teleportation, which is pretty dope.
Follow Jesus, you can teleport.
Bam, right there, you guys. Another pro of following God. You may teleport one day. I
just
mean,
sell your soul, you'll be able to teleport. Don't worry about a thing. Do you want to be able to teleport?
Follow Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's all. Acts chapter 8. You guys should read it because it's actually pretty interesting. You're welcome. Axe with Gaven.
I will say, disclaimer, I cannot guarantee that you will teleport once you start following. So please don't take my word for that. But hey,
it's a possibility.
Happened to Philip.
So
we know it can.
Yep.
So we were just laughing really hard. Sorry if it looks like we're crying and I'm sniffling. So definitely wasn't crying just now. When Gaven and I went this weekend to go see one of our friends, we had long conversations on the way home.
We had a third buddy there as well.
With our bestie,
yep,
JJ.
You guys know him.
And we were talking about a lot of stuff, and it was really good. But I'm not just saying that to say that. I have a point. So
I hope. Don't
just stay. Just sit right there for a minute. Thanks. But at one point we were talking about... Actually, were we talking about this? I thought we were. Okay, I thought we were talking about this. Gaven, no, tell
just
me
pretend.
Wrong. But we were talking about the fact that, you know, morality, and, you know, we all have some... Oh, this is morality, and, you know, whatever. I'm just making noise at this point. I'm sorry. But my point is, we were having the realization that we aren't really going to heaven because we're somehow becoming worthy of that. You know? And I remember asking Gaven, he's like, oh, so what do you think happens with death, Gaven? Like, what do you think happens? And we were just being weird and having conversations, but... I was thinking about the fact that, you know, we're not really worthy to make it there. And that's the point. Because sometimes I've heard people say, you know, it's like, oh, and I've even felt like I've been up on a high horse, like, oh, I'm living better now. I'm living better than those people over there. So that's why I'm a Christian and you're not. And eventually you'll get there, you know, that kind of thing. And you know, it's good for me to knock myself down a few pegs, because the truth is I am probably less worthy than a lot of people I know to get to where we're going. And it's not anything to do with anything I've done. It has everything to do with what Jesus did. And the point, that's the whole point. And that's even the good news. The fact that there's nothing we can do from now on or can do now to absolve ourselves from the horrors.
To fully earn back and pay back what he's
done
before
for us. And for everything that's going to happen.
Right.
And once I realize that, man, what else is there for me to do than just say, my life not, your life not my God, you know? And I want to stay right there, because... not only is that humble, and I like being humble, people like when I'm... No, but I mean, it feels right, because I'm not in any way, shape, or form the one who makes that happen.
Right. It like you said, it becomes more of being humble. It's a more of people always say this to me, like, oh, just stay in awe of Jesus Christ.
I say that too. Okay.
I was like, stay in awe. Like, I'm thinking of, like, looking up the stars. Like, wow, those are pretty cool.
Wow,
you know?
Those stars are cool. Oh, I know nothing about them, right. But I made them, you know.
But, like, staying in awe in that sense, mm-hmm. in kind of the fact that keeping that in your mind, that there's really nothing we can do to fully pay him back. He paid the ultimate price and covered our sins.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's not to say, yeah, let's go out and live vicariously.
Now we just live it up, boys.
No, because you go from there and you're like, how does God want me to be then?
Right.
You know? And I owe
him.
Well,
yeah, it's out of gratefulness at that point.
And at this point, I'm so grateful, and I already would have owed him everything. What mm-hmm. can I do? You know? And I'm like, and then you live the way God says you should.
Mm-hmm.
Because you love him, and he loved you first. Oh no! I thought that was a good reminder for me, because I actually got that from Billy Graham. There was a clip of Billy Graham preaching, and he was talking about that. He's like, "Hey, nothing we can do. It was all because of him."
You are listening to the Staying Christian Podcast.
You were.
I am
it's
Gaven.
Over.
I'm Gaven, and
this is Eli.
Yeah,
I'm Eli. I'm speaking the sniffly guy. That's Eli.
This is episode 47, I think. And it's been a long time, you guys.
It's been a long
47 episodes. It's been over a year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're hoping to change things up a bit as we continue past our 50th episode. Hopefully we get there. Maybe we'll get like a word from God in like an envelope tomorrow. Yeah. That just says stop. And we're just like, yeah. Huh?
Be like, stop.
Yeah. But hey, just letting you guys know, we're hoping to change things up a bit as we're moving forward into our 50th episode.
We want to do some topics and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we're hoping to really sort things up. Right. Trying to find God in this podcast thing still.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Go ahead.
Well, hopefully. Well, I'm hoping that we can redo our cover because I have an idea for a new cover.
Ooh.
Ah, a little bit of new rebranding maybe because I like rebranding. I'm a designer dude, I guess.
Yeah, it's and fun. And
then maybe some merch. Not that anyone... I'd probably be the only one that wears it.
Yeah, I'd wear a t-shirt.
I don't know. Just to let you guys know, things are coming. We're working on some stuff. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay real. Stay excited.
Yeah, I guess... Usually it'd be like sign up for our newsletter. If we don't do a newsletter, yeah, that's way too much work, guys. That's
but
way
you could follow us on Instagram for updates.
Yeah, Instagram is where we update almost weekly. Yeah. So yeah, if you guys do want to,
we're staying Christian.
Know the latest and greatest. That's where we'll be at. All the stuff we talked about will be linked about in the show notes below.
You could email us if you particularly dislike us or if you particularly enjoyed it. StayChristian@gmail.com
and leaving a review actually does help according to some people, so if if you want to,
we wouldn't know for that. We've never gotten
no, we have like one review and a couple ratings.
Oh really?
Yeah, we do. Like
thank you.
Apple Podcast,
you guys,
appreciate it, you guys. Anyways, that'll be all for this week.
Thanks for being here.
Yep, stay real,
stay Christian, guys.
So, this is quick, but
better be.
I'm over here sitting, and I'm waiting. And I'm really hoping to have something quick, because, like, I got to go home, go to bed, got work to do.
Should make you wait.
Probably going to suffer tomorrow as well, so I got to prepare for that.
I didn't want to start like that, but
okay, we don't have to. You can.
You kept going, and I was like, "Well, I guess I should figure out how to continue with that." Well, I'm gonna suffer tomorrow, so I might need to get to bed early. Hey, can we speed this up a bit? I got suffering scheduled for tomorrow. Hey, I don't know about you. I gotta have faith.
I'm hoping to get like
really
8.5 hours instead of 6, so that I have some energy to suffer. So,
if you don't mind, I'm gonna take this energy bar for tomorrow. I got some suffering to do.
I can really. I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
You gonna finish that apple?
Because, like, it'd be really nice to chew on that while I'm suffering.
Hey, you got one of those, like, leather... Hey, yeah, do you get a leather belt I can bite on as I'm suffering tomorrow? Yeah, it's in my schedule.
Okay. I've got it right here.
I planned
right,
around it.
Right here.
It's in my little daily planner. Little doodles of butterflies around it. Suffering for 30 minutes.